May God teach you the meaning of that name, Emmanuel. God with us. Emmanuel. It is wisdom's mystery. God with us. Sages look at it and wonder. Angels desire to see it. The plumb line of reason cannot reach halfway into its depths. The eager wings of science cannot fly so high, and the piercing eye of the vulture of research cannot see it. God with us. It is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. His legions fly apace. The black-winged dragon of the pit quails before it. Let Satan come to you suddenly, and do you but whisper the word, God with us, and back he falls, confounded and confused. Satan trembles when he hears that name. God with us. It is the laborer's strength. How could he preach the gospel? How could he bend his knees in prayer? How could the missionary go into foreign lands? How could the martyr stand at the stake? How could the confessor acknowledge his master? How could men labor if that one word were taken away? God with us is the sufferer's comfort. Is the balm of his woe, is the alleviation of his misery, is the sleep that God gives to his beloved, is the rest after exertion and toil. God with us is eternity's sonnet, is heaven's hallelujah, is the shout of the glorified, is the song of the redeemed, is the chorus of angels, and is the everlasting oratorio of the great orchestra of the sky. God with us. God with us.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for sending him, God, to be with us now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. People are born scared. We're scared every day. Doesn't matter. When you're a kid, it's a different kind of scared, but everybody's scared. And scared and fear is the result of the fall. The reason we are scared, when you wake up in the morning, you're scared. You worry because you're scared. You have anxiety because you are scared. Everybody's scared. And when I get to meet people and I talk to people, Christians and non-Christians alike, everybody, not one person out there is not scared. And people are scared because every day there's a sense of a separation. And the thing that scares us most is that we're not worthy. They say public speaking is the number one fear. And what is public speaking? You get in front of a crowd and you're deemed to be worthless. I mean, we're very scared. Things that scare us most that we're going to be worthless, not valued, not respected. These are all terms, right? But we're scared every day. If I had to ask everybody in this room, said, how many people wake up scared? From the moment you wake up, you're scared. You're thinking about how to survive today, right? What your friends are going to think about you, what your boss is going to think about you. You're scared of dying. You're scared that you're sick. You're scared that, you know, everything is going too well maybe, you know? I mean, you're just scared. And here's the thing. You're probably thinking that I'm about to tell you that God is with us and you should not be scared. But thing is God actually wants us to be scared. He said the beginning of wisdom, this is what the Bible says, is the fear of God. So when we are separated from God, we are scared. And because we feel worthless without God. And so we're trying to find some sort of, like, I matter. And so we worry. And many of you who are parents, you probably wake up, not just are you scared for yourself, you're scared for your little children. You're scared for your parents because you love them. You're scared for your wife. You're scared for your husband, right? You're scared for your sister, your brother. You're scared that somebody, you know, I mean, just every day, we're so scared. And here's good news. There are times that it's very important that you're scared. Matter of fact, sometimes we're not scared enough. It's that feeling that you have. You feel that you are separated from God. Now, there's good news. God doesn't want you to remain scared. God wants to remind you in fear what it's like not to walk with God. And then he wants to then tell you not to be scared. And when he tells you not to be scared, you know what he says? I am with you. Magical. That's what he says. Every morning on the path. See, Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. If you're on that path towards God, on the path of obedience, God wants to tell you, do not be afraid. Matter of fact, to God's people, the number one command, most often repeated for the people of God on the path of obedience, God always tells them, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Nothing is even close. God commands you. Hear me this. God commands you, if you're on the path of obedience, God commands you not to be afraid. So, let's look at Exodus. Now, God freed the Jews, it's a story, right? And he promises that he's going to take them out of Egypt to the promised land. So, the 10 plagues, you know, he rescues the Jews and Pharaoh lets them go. Now, this is the scene. They're before the Red Sea and the Egyptian army is in the back. And people are complaining. I'm like, we were okay in Egypt. You take us here to die. Now, they're on their way to the promised land. And because they're on that path towards God and his kingdom, this is what God told Moses to tell his people. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which, by the way, is the word for Jesus. Jesus means, right, God is my salvation. And he says, just watch. They're right before the Red Sea. He says, don't be afraid. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you. And you have only to be silent. Do you know what that means? You have only to be silent. It's saying, don't worry. Don't. Worrying is thinking about how to survive without God's help. That's what worrying is. So when you wake up and you're scared, here's the thing. Every time you wake up, folks, you will be scared. It's just the design of God. And you will be tempted to worry. And you will then think about how you can survive today without the help of God. And God is telling Moses to tell his people, don't do that. Be silent. Don't spin your mind to worry and think about how to survive without God. Because why? Because he will work for you. He will fight for you. It is ours to see the salvation of the Lord. Then in Deuteronomy, right, is when the Israelites are right outside the promised land. And Deuteronomy is a book where he preaches. Okay, Moses is not going to go into the promised land, but he's preaching now all that God has. And this is what he picks out as the kernels of like the important things that God is telling his people before they go into the promised land. He says, you shall not fear them. Don't be afraid of what work has for you. Don't be afraid of going to those meetings. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of going to school. Don't be afraid of whatever is coming up today. Don't fear them. Why? For it is the Lord your God who fights for you. Don't think about how you're going to do this today without God. That's what it's saying. Then, towards the end of his sermon, he says this in Deuteronomy 31. Moses summoned Joshua, and then in front of these people, he says, and said to him in the sight of all Israel, and then tells the leader this, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. God is Emmanuel. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear. And then what does he say? He says, God says this often, do not fear and be depressed. When you think about how to survive without God and you think God's not going to help you, you get depressed. It also means despair. That means you're losing hope. That's what depression is. It's when you lose hope. Now, if you're not interested in being with God or obeying his commands, God says, be afraid. But if you're going to the promised land and you don't want to stay in Egypt because God told you to go there, if you're on the path of obedience, God's telling you, don't be afraid. But if you wake up and you want to do your own thing and you're not interested in God, God's like, yeah, be afraid. And so then Joshua picks that up. And what does Joshua say? Because he's already in the promised land. Or at least, you know, right when he's about to enter the promise, he says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. And do not be what? Dismayed. Don't worry about how you're going to get through this battle, this work day, this school day, this day, and survive without God. He says, why? He says, for. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Every day when you wake up and you want to be with God, you want to obey God, you have to remind yourself the weapon of God against the lies of the enemy is that God is with us. Because it's the truth. Wherever you go, God is with you when you go to work. God is with you when you go to school. When you go and have your family gathering,
right? God is with you because he loves you. And he doesn't want you to forget that. And in 2 Chronicles 20, he says to those who are now in the promised land, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde or the battle, for the battle is not yours, but God's. It's not your fight. When people come against you, I want you to understand this. This is good news. It's his fight. For all the parents that are out there, when somebody picks on your child, right? They're not just picking on your child, right? They're picking on you. That's what you feel like. You come against my daughter, you come against Henry, right? I mean, who doesn't think like that, right? Well, actually, probably some of you out there, but I'm just joking. But that's what God is saying. You think I'm like lying down and somebody's coming against you? You think I'm like rolling over? Who are you to think that? When I am your God, I am your Father. God is with you. It's my fight when they attack you. And you forget. And you worry how to get through this thing without God's help. Right? Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your life. This is more for us. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, okay, why? Because I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You know why we love money? And why we're always envious and jealous and, you know, not content? Because we're scared. When I was growing up, I always like to remind people, all my rich friends, their houses were less than 2,000 square feet. All the small little rambler houses that you see out there, rich people lived in them. If you ever go to Vienna, Vienna was always a rich town. Look at all those old houses. Rich people lived in small little houses. And people looked at those houses, right? People who lived in the apartments, right? Looked at those houses and go, oh, that's how the rich people live. Now, if you live in one of those little houses, oh, I can't believe I'm living in this house, right? When I was growing up, my dad took me on my birthday to get a Big Mac. Whew, that was a good day. The first time I had a meal at a sit-down restaurant when I was a busboy, I ate the steak that was left over. I took it to the bathroom, sat down. That was my first sit-down meal, right? You know why we think we want to be richer? You know why you think you want to drive the BMW? It's not because the ride is so wonderful. Here's the thing. After a month, the ride doesn't even matter. You're going to want the next thing. You know why it matters? You know why you're so scared that you don't have these things? Because you're going to feel worthless. That's why you're scared, right? You're scared. That's what you love. You love things that will help you not to be scared. And the Bible says, hey, look, don't be scared, right? Don't be scared. And here's the thing. Here's the solution. Why should you not be scared? Why should you not love money? Because Emmanuel. Because when God gave you his son, he gave you more than $1 billion, better than any mansion you can see. He gave you everything. He held nothing back. And yet we think, oh, I want this. I'm going to forsake God a little bit here so I can go and pursue that. But you have $1 billion. What would you not do for $1 billion? Let me ask you. Whatever it is, right? If you suffer for, let's say, a week, would you suffer Would you live, right, in a rundown apartment, right, in the stinkiest neighborhood for a week? I would say most people would for $1 billion. Would you live like that for a year for $1 billion? I would say most people would live like that for a year. I would say some would even live like that for 10 years. After 10 years, you would get $1 billion. Add up the cost. Here's the thing. How about if you already have $1 billion? And now it's about something else. How about if you don't feel like you have $1 billion? We are so, so incredibly rich. And we are scared. And we're scared because we think we don't have $1 billion. But we have more than $1 billion. And here's the thing. God is like, you got $1 billion. You got more than $1 billion. Right? But this life, don't worry about $1 billion. There's something more important than $1 billion at stake here. And that's eternity. Because whatever you become here, whatever you learn here, whatever you develop here, forgiveness, character, all those rich things, God has a reason why you're here. But you got to keep yourself free from money. You got to be free and content with what you have because you have everything. So don't be scared. As soon as you get scared, you're going to pursue those things. You're going to pursue money. You're going to pursue even ungodly relationships. Why? Because you're scared. You're afraid to be alone. You're afraid, right? You're afraid. You're scared. And God says, don't be scared. That's why he commands you not to be scared. Because as soon as you get scared, you'll do stupid things. Because I know I do. God knows what he's doing. It's his fight. Matthew 28 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey, observe all that I've commanded you. Why is he saying that? And then he says, and behold. Behold. If you want to be a disciple, you have to behold that I am Emmanuel. I am with you always to the end of the age. You cannot be a disciple if you do not behold Emmanuel. If you do not know that God is with you. Now, here's the thing. If you're not on the path of obedience, God is saying, please be scared. But if you want to be on the path of obedience, God is saying, please do not be afraid. What is that path of obedience? It's going towards the promised kingdom, which is Jesus Christ. He's the object of our affection, the end of our pursuit. Right? Nothing more important. When God is telling us that he is with us, that he is one with us, then obviously we want to be with him, not something else. We want to be with something else, and something seems more important because you're scared. And here's the thing, God loves doing this. For those who are on the path of obedience, I want you to be encouraged. Just like in Acts 18, verse 8, many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, right, believed and were baptized. So Paul was in Corinth, and he was preaching the gospel. And then just God does this. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, because Paul's out there doing some really good things. Paul loves the Lord, and he wants to obey him, and he wants to do everything he can for the Lord. And so then the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent. For what? I am with you. And no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people. I just want you to be encouraged. God is with you. He's never going to leave you, never forsake you. And he commands you not to be afraid. Because as soon as you get scared, you'll begin to do selfish, unimportant, reckless things. God is saying, just remember every day, from the moment you wake up, utter aloud if you must, but definitely state every day, Emmanuel, God is with us.